Mornings are more.
Mornings are more. Mornings are more.
On 105.9 Bishop FM, your local station.
I've got a guest who's about to join us now. We're going to speak to Ashley Swan, the money saving expert. So we'll just bring her on to air. Good morning, Ashley.
Hi, are you all right?
I am. Yourself?
I'm great, thank you.
It's nice to hear your nice northern accent there. Fantastic. Right, you joined us this morning because you're doing a government-backed scheme at the moment, urging motorists to go electric and try and save some of their money, save, especially on their fuel bills.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Where, how come is, this has all come about?
I'm involved with GoUltraLow.com, and they've been doing some research into electric vehicles, and the difference between an electric vehicle, you'd pay around about 2 pence a mile on an electric vehicle, whereas on a petrol, a diesel vehicle, you're going to be paying about 12 pence a mile, sorry. Mm-hmm. So you're going to be saving £750 a month just by swapping what kind of car you use.
Wow, in a month?
Sorry, in a year.
Right. That's yeah. Still a lot in a year.
Oh, I wish
though.
It was in a month.
I know.
Yeah.
That's still a lot of money over the year to save, though, isn't it?
Oh, it is, yeah, definitely. There's no road tax to pay on electric vehicles either, so you're going to be saving even more money again.
Wow, that's... I didn't realise you were actually going to save on that as well. Does it help on the emissions, so is that why the tax is taken off?
Yeah, there's very little pollution from these vehicles, but the road tax is taken off. The congestion charge is waived as well when you're in London, so you mm-hmm. get that free. And obviously you're going to be saving so much money by not putting petrol or diesel into your car and just charging it up overnight or through the day when you're out and about. So yeah, there's definitely big savings to be had.
Do you find it's going to be a convenient way for people to change their cars, though, from the normal petrol ones to the electric? Does the car initially cost more?
The car does cost more, the price tag is bigger, but the government is offering an up to £5,000 government grant towards the car at the minute to bring the price down, and I think the switch is going to be so easy really for people, because up until a week ago we were using a petrol car, but we've been using an electric car for the past week and it's so easy to use. It's just the same as plugging your phone in and putting that on charge overnight. You plug the car in, leave that on charge overnight, and it only costs a few pounds to do so.
Do you get a good rate off the charge though when you put it in, like the mileage that you get out of that charge?
Yeah, it's coming out around about 70 mile we get. There's rapid charge points on motorways though if you are going on a longer journey, where you could top your car up, charge it up for free, and you would have a near full charge in less than 30 minutes. Or if you've got a plug-in hybrid engine, the range you can get is up to 700 miles, so you can go quite far in the car before it needs to be charged.
Well, it's strange because I have noticed there's an awful lot more places introducing these charge points now. I was at a local supermarket yesterday. I noticed they're actually putting 3 charge points in as well. So yeah. It's obviously trying to roll it out. So is there good feedback from people using the electric cars?
Yeah, there is. There's really good feedback. I mean, we've only been using it for a week and we're totally converted and we absolutely love it. It's fun to drive. There's no engine noise. There's no worry about having to... If you are going on a day trip somewhere, you wouldn't have to put £30 or £40 in the car for fuel before you went. Mm. And obviously that's making it more expensive before you get there. You just plug the car in, put it on charge overnight. It's going to cost you a few pound and then you're free to go where you want.
So you're saving all round basically with it.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
If I've noticed you've got some tips as well though for people that possibly can't at this stage look at changing their car, that they could initially try and save themselves some money, and if they save that money they could save it up towards getting an electric car instead. What's your best advice for people to try and save money in their normal cars?
Clear out your boot. Obviously taking that extra weight off, it's going to make your car more economic. It's not going to drag as much. And stay pumped up, keep your tyres pumped up, so it means you get more miles to the gallon.
Mm-hmm.
The best one for me, especially if you've got kids, is when you go on long journeys, try not to buy food from the service stations, because we done that a few weeks ago and the cost was just under £40 for a meal for the five away.
It does cost a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it's adding money to your day before you even get anywhere. So just pack your lunch before you go. Just take a few sandwiches with you. Prepare in advance, really.
It's like going back to taking your picnic with you, isn't it? It's more fun to take the picnic with you in the first place, I think.
Yeah, definitely. The kids can get involved making it then as well, so they'll be quite happy.
Because the kids hate going on long journeys anywhere.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
I noticed you actually are originally from Newcastle and you've set up a money saving advice site.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. ashleymoneysaver.co.uk.
Do you give a lot of tips on lots of different things apart from just cars and how people can try and save a little money these days?
Yeah, I give tips on everything. I give voucher codes, glitch alerts, bargains, sales, deals, offers, you name it, it's on there. I've got so many different tips and advice on saving money all round.
That sounds excellent. If people have been unable to catch this interview this morning, they can just basically look up your own website then, ashleymoneysaver.co.uk.
Yeah.
And is there a big scheme coming out that's rolling out more than the northeast on the cars and going electric?
It's nationwide, really. I'm going to be putting some information onto my website hopefully later on today, as soon as I get the chance. But at the minute you can go onto goultralow.com, where you can find everything about electric cars, and I would definitely say they're the go-to place if you want to take a look.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. Yeah. Thank you very much for bringing your tips and advice with us this morning. We're going to replay this on our audio boom system, and please feel free to drop some information on our website, www.bishopfm.com, as well, for people, because it's always worth helping people save money these days.
Yeah, it is, definitely. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for your time this morning, Ashley, and I hope everything goes well and we can save everyone a little money.
Yes, I know, it would be great.
It would. Everybody needs some pennies in their pocket.
They really do, yeah.
Right, thank you very much, Ashley, for that.
Thank you.
Okay, take care and have a good day now.
You too, bye.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
So thank you very much to Ashley Swan there. She's a money-saving expert. She is from Newcastle originally, and she has set up her ashleymoneysaver.co.uk. That's been around for a couple of years now. Obviously, we'll try and see if we can drop some things on our website for you, so have a look on there. But otherwise, we'll put it on our audio boom system, and obviously check our Facebook as well. There's information on there for you. But it looks like they're trying a big push towards the electric cars now. It is a big way to save money. It's also good for the environment as well. So if you can do it, I think it's maybe a way to go, but obviously it's not going to be for everyone. So I hope you got some information out of that.